Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is The Child Garden by Katrina McPherson, published by Midnight Inc. in 2015. Today is all about a tragedy at a school outing, lies, and the past coming back to haunt you. Eden was a short-lived alternative school for children. Based in an old manor house, Eden was supposed to provide a different style of education for children, until one night when tragedy struck, when the children were sleeping out to celebrate Beltane and one of the kids wandered off during the night and drowned. The school was shut down soon afterwards. The house was turned into a residential care home, and Gloria's teenage son Nicky lives in the home. One night, coming home from visiting Nicky, Gloria is followed, and it turns out to be an old school friend nicknamed Stig. Gloria never went to Eden, but Stig did. Stig noticed Gloria by chance, and she remembers her schoolgirl crush on him and lets him inside her house. Stig has been contacted by one of the other Eden students, April, and she wants to meet him tonight at a crypt behind the former school. Gloria decides to go along with him, and when they find April's body inside the tomb, Stig realises he'll be the number one suspect. Out of fear for Nicky and what might happen to the care home, Gloria convinces Stig not to report to the police, but when they return later out of guilt, the body is gone. Stig hides out at Gloria's house while Gloria begins to investigate April's death and finds out that many of the other kids from Eden are also dead, all by suicide. But one of the kids that's still alive is Gloria's ex-husband. Now, I seem to be going through a bit of a tartan noir phase of Scottish crimes and mysteries. What I really liked about this book is Gloria. She is the driving force. She is a fascinating and strange middle-aged lady. She has had the same hairstyle since she was a kid, plaits wrapped up in a kind of German milkmaid style. And she lives in a tumble-down house looking after two people and a dog on the verge of death. Her whole world is centred around her son, and sometimes she wonders what will happen to her when her son dies and the old lady who owns the house and the dog are also gone. Then what will she do with her life? She works as a registrar at the local births, deaths and marriages, and this was a really nice twist in a crime story because she can access information about people, but she's not supposed to. And as I imagine this would be the case in real life, any unauthorised searches on people by staff is strictly forbidden and creates suspicion. Now the story itself twists this way and that as more about the other Eden pupils is revealed and the focus on the culprit moves from one character to another. I didn't pick the murder until a handful of pages before it was revealed. There was a few things that I was a bit iffy about. I didn't quite understand how Gloria got together with her ex-husband in the first place. He seems far too flashy for her. And I also wondered how so many suicides would go unexamined, although they did seem to happen in different locations, which could explain it. There's also an element of folklore in this book, which I always love. There's a stone in the tumble-down house, which Gloria has to roll 12 times a day, and a story about a devil's bridge. So if you like childhood secrets, quirky women solving crimes, a bit of folklore, and Scotland, I recommend The Child Garden by Katrina McPherson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading. Thank you.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.